Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 18, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, is so powerful that simply by taking to the Bhakti Yoga according to the rules and regulations, one is supposed to be purified. Yesterday we have discussed Sadri Chini Jayam Loki Vantha Khema Kutu. First of all, we are so ignorant that we do not know what is the aim of life. The modern education, modern civilization, they are so much misled that they do not know what is the aim of life. Ask anybody, very grand scholar, scientist, philosopher, or medical man, engineer, lawyer. So what is the aim of life? Nobody knows. They think, aim of life is eating, being merry and enjoy. That's all. This is the aim of life. So that is not the aim of life. That eating, being merry and enjoy, that is being done by the cats and dogs and hawks. So do you mean to say that this human form of life is also meant for that purpose? No. Human life is meant for understanding what I am, what is God, what is relation, sit with God, why I am here in this material world, why I am suffering? These are the questions for human life. Eating, sleeping, making, that is torture because you have got this body. So, suppose car and the driver. So, the petrol and grease, these things are required for the car. But you cannot eat petrol and grease and drink. There is nothing. You have to eat something else. So we are thinking that the bodily necessities, petrol and grease, is much. That is the mistake. So therefore they do not know what the aim of life. And the nature's law is, unless you come to the point of understanding what is the aim of life, the nature will go on punishing you in so many ways. Little mistake will be punished. Devi chi sagunoi mamamaya turukhaya. We have come to this material world and disobeying discipline, personality of God. So, just like police, as soon as you become outlaw, the police will take you. And the police will go on punishing you unless you become law. This is it. So, without understanding why I am put into the jail, if I simply think that this is our life, let me remain here and suffer the punishment. Jail life is not for happiness, that is, everyone knows. Jail life is for punishment. Similarly, in this material world, everything. But by the illusory energy of thinking, this is our life. every step there is punishment. Just study your life or my life. What is that? Beginning from the womb of my mother, when the body is born, the soul, spirit soul, is injected in the womb of the woman, and then the formation of the body takes place. So the body grows, and now imagine when we are in the womb of the mother, how much difficult position, packed up in a bed, just like that. If we, at the present moment, if I put into some airtight condition, within 3 minutes I shall die. Within 3 minutes. But similarly, airtight packed, the child remains within the womb of the mother. It is very, very painful. But by the grace of God, he lives. Otherwise it is suffocating. Just imagine if you are put in the airtight box, tied up, hands are dead. How long it will live? So, we remain in that condition. Unconscious state. Then when the body is formed, we get our consciousness. Therefore at the age, when the child is 7 years, at 7 months old, it moves, because it feels the pain. So, in this way, we have to remain within the womb of the mother, and when the body is born, the time is right, then by nature's way, the child comes out, but he forgets that I was in such condition. Now I'm relieved. But he forgets the mother or the father or the relative takes him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this different condition. We forget that is spell of Maya. There, even in this time, there are so many pains. Just like Ravana sees children, they're crying. There is some pain. But we cannot understand what is the pain. Suppose some bug is biting, is crying, the mother is thinking that he is hungry. That is not stopping. So that's our point is, just try to study this life, how much painful it is. This is the human world. What to speak of the dog's body, cat's body. You study very minutely, you will find from the beginning of my life in the womb of my mother, up to the death point, simply miracles. Simply miracles. The karam asasadam, Krishna said that this material life is dukkharam, simply full of miracles. But under the spell of Maya, we are thinking that we are doing it. That's not sad. Therefore, human life is a chance to get out of this miserable condition. That should be the aim of life. How to get out of this miserable condition of life? That requires knowledge, how we are suffering, how it can be mitigated. Suffering should be ended, the same thing, that unless you become law-abiding to the laws given by God, you will suffer. That is nature. The same principle. Unless you become lawful, the police will give you punishment. Similarly, material nature, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purusha Pradhita Sthogi Bhunte Tadguna. Well, separate. Because in the material, there are three, four meter is general. Adhyati, Adhibhauti, Adhidvai. That is permanent. Besides that, extra miserable condition, due to the age, due to the climate, due to the condition of life. So we have to study this. Why this person, human life begins what? When he begins to say, why? Game over. Why answer? So there are different methods how to get out of this suffering condition, karmi, jnani, yogi, but ultimate, very easy process is if you become a devotee, if you become engaged in this consciousness, then it is very easy. Hema, put over. Then your prosperity, your auspicity is guaranteed. Kemo akutova. Akutova means without any fear. You can keep yourself in Krishna consciousness as it is, the sky. Then your life is secure. Akutova. There was no more fear. Because, why? Krishna says, aham tva bhagavapapibha mokrishna. If you become surrendered to me, and if you keep yourself under my instruction, then I will give you protection. Therefore it is saying, akuto, then your character will be born, will become manifested, your all good qualities, simply by becoming Narayana Parayana. And so far, atonement, this atonement. So atonement is concerned, we have to say, prayasitnani, chinnani, Narayana Paramukha. You can have some atonement, but if you are bereft of Krishna consciousness, this purification will not be complete. How? Rajendra. Surakumbham Vibhaha. According to Vedic civilization, a pot in which wine was kept, it is impure forever. It is impure forever. You cannot use for any other purpose. It is so abominable. If you think that this bottle contains wine, now wine is finished, wash it, then it becomes pure. Then according to Vedic civilization, wine is so impure that even the pot in which wine was kept, it will never become pure. These examples, outside I cannot understand, but it is said in this Shastra. So, we have to understand what is the aim of life. Aim of life is go back home, back to God. Unless we understand this, our life is in darkness. Nothing we do, Shastra, nothing we do. So, Durakhayadi Bhairattava. We are trying to be happy in this place, miserable condition. Manufacturing so many ways of life. At the modern age, they are thinking that if we have got a very nice car, and nice residence and quarter, and nice wife, people also do not care now for the wife. They want car, of course. That is essential. Although, at any moment we can meet accidents and things. This is not the aim of life. The aim of life is to study how to go back to one's life. That is our aim of life. Then we must engage ourselves in devotion and service of the consciousness. Then our life will be successful. Otherwise, we shall come to know that the miserable condition of life means we can change in different ways, but it will never be successful. Thank you.